I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's talk to Alex right now. Alex, good morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, Alex.
Hey, I'm going to give you an analogy, man. You know how it is when you got a girlfriend, she's the greatest. And then you break up with her, and all of a sudden, to your new girlfriend, she was the worst in the world.
That sounds familiar.
It's a coping mechanism. Of course, people are going to trash these players because they're gone now. So now you don't need them. So now, okay, let's move on.
It's kind of like how the Sixers didn't need Jimmy Butler. Yeah. I remember we did a. Well, let me tell you, Alex. Let me tell you something.
Don't compare the Eagles to the Sixers.
No, but
honestly,
it's about Philadelphia sports fans. We did a poll. Right after Jimmy was out, Tobias stayed, and Horford was in. Do you like the swap? And the majority of people said, yes, I like the swap, Horford in, Butler out. You know why? Because at that moment, Horford was the Sixer and Butler wasn't. People misread it sometimes.
Yeah. We knew this was coming. I mean, Howie pretty much told us. He said, look, it's not going to look the same. It's not going to look the same. So – we won the Super Bowl. I'm giving them a little bit of a pass because of that. Because, okay, I'm living off that high right now.
Well, they deserve
that.
They deserve that.
Yeah. So I'm giving them a little bit of a pass. Now, I think next year, I think we as fans, we set in that bar high. We went to the Super Bowl. We won another one. And that's all right for the fans. But the team realistically can't afford all of these guys. They just
That's
can't
correct.
I mean, if they didn't have a salary cap, man, every team would be balling out every year. But we can't do that. So next year, I think it's just a little bit of a reset because they're going to see what these young boys can do. They're going to probably bring in some more guys and see if they can play up to the standard. And then the following year, I say we get a Super Bowl again.
Alex, the most reasonable call.
That was very rational.
Very reasonable. All right, Alex, give me a great answer from the world of fiction, because obviously Howie's got a plan. Whether it works or not, he's got a plan. Who had a plan in a movie, a show, or a book?
Kaiser Sose.
Who's that?
Had an awesome plan.
He said Kaiser Sose.
Oh, Kaiser Sose. I already heard. We already said that one. Give me a different answer. I thought he said Isaac.
Who's that?
Who's Isaac Sose?
Clint Eastwood in Escape from Alcatraz.
You got it, buddy. Alex, appreciate the call. All right, let's welcome.
He can't hear.
No, I thought
it's unbelievable.
Really can't hear.
Especially when Kaiser Soze,
he said, who's that?
That was Joe's answer today.
Well, Kaiser and Isaac.
He's the one who said Kaiser Soze.
They sound a little alike.
Still couldn't hear.
A little bit alike. There's no mistaking the voice, the diction, the greatness. Ladies and gentlemen, at McGurk's here in Rochester, let's hear it from Mr. Merrill Reese. Merrill, good morning, sir.
Thank you.
How about Steve McQueen of the Great Escape?
Well, that's another
that's
one
a
right
great
there.
Answer.
That's another one. By the way, speaking of thank you, Merrill, let me start with this. Before we get to next year's team and all this, thank you to you for a great Super Bowl broadcast. Like, obviously, what the main thing was the Eagles team nailing it on the field. But that call at the end of the game, the broadcast, you nailed it again, Merrill. Is that nerve-wracking? Let me ask you a question here. When the game was winding down, and you knew this was going to be a different kind of ending. This wasn't like the ball's up in the air, maybe a Patriot catches it, maybe
around.
An Eagle, right? Like, it wasn't – this was, like, going to be a kneel down.
Yeah, it was 34 to nothing.
Like, you had the two-minute warning to know, okay, I'm going to have a kneel down to end the game. Were you concerned it would be hard to nail it? Because you still nailed it.
See, I don't think in those terms. Yeah. I don't think, what am I going to say? I just say it.
Yeah.
And, of course, in Super Bowl 52 – The Eagles had the – it didn't end until the ball hit the ground. So it was over, and then it all just came out. I will admit that this game – I have to tell you, first of all, we go back to the Rams game, and I made the mistake. When Saquon Barkley scored, I said, there's the dagger. And I didn't know – Cindy, I don't look at my phone during the game, but Cindy was texting me, stop it. Stop it. She hates when I do that.
Cindy was right. She
was right. Yeah. They could have lost it on one more. Yep.
Thank you, Jalen Carter.
But anyhow, you go into a game like this, I'm not going to say anything until it's really over. But when I did know it was over was when they came out in the second half and Kansas City couldn't do anything on the first possession. I mean, Andy Reid had a three-hour halftime show to figure out something to do.
Right.
And he couldn't.
Yeah.
He couldn't do a thing.
That was stunning.
And I said right there, this game is over.
Yeah, I felt
the same
thing.
They don't have an answer.
Yeah.
So I did have a little bit of time to mull it around in my head and know which direction I was going to go.
Yeah.
But when it comes out, it comes out.
So, Merrill, I've been around you enough through the years. And, of course, you can join us, Merrill, with us this entire hour. Either be here at McGurk's in Roseford or join us on the phone lines at 215-592-9.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
94-94. Merrill, I've heard you say many times shortly before a season starts when someone says, you know, what do you think of the Eagles this year and how far are they going to go? And I've heard you say many times, we don't know yet who's going to be healthy and who's going to be injured. Hard to predict any of that and hard to therefore predict the overall team. And I feel like there's a similar thing right now as it relates to even preparing for September. We don't know who's going to be on the team. We know most of it, but there's 10 or 15 guys. How do you feel right now, given what they had done, and now obviously have lost some pretty hefty figures from that group, and it looks like probably going to lose more? What's going through your mind about this transition?
You know, let me tell you an interesting story. The day before they left for Arizona for Super Bowl 57, I was sitting in the locker room with Jalen Hurts, and we were having a conversation, and he said to me, Merrill, this is going to be a great team for a long time. And I said, Jalen, let me tell you something. Look around the locker room, because you will never play with this team again. You've got to play next Sunday like it's the last game you're ever going to play, because these teams change from year to year. Yeah. Going back 100 years when the Eagles lost to the Raiders, I got on the plane the next day expecting everybody to be, you know, down. And the guys were up because they said, we've been here. We know what it's like. We're going to get back there and win next year. Well, next year didn't come for 24 years.
Right.
So you don't know. You
and
don't
that was
really
before
know.
Free agency and the salary cap. I mean, the league designs the design is to hurt the greatest teams.
See, I know this. This is a great organization.
Yeah.
Nick knows exactly what he's doing. As a matter of fact, I was down at a reception Friday night before the game, and Nick and I were speaking, and he said, you know what? We're going to win this game. He really believed. He said, we are going to win this game. And I have a feeling that Andy Reid, deep down, knew that they were outmanned.
Wow.
I believe he knew that going into that game. He just looked at the roster, looked at strengths, sure. looked at weaknesses. He knew. So, but going into a season, you never really know, because I did make the prediction before the season. Mike and I were at an event, and they asked us at the end to pick a record, and I picked 14-3.
Look at you, man.
But,
look at you.
Okay, but that was just luck.
Sure.
I knew they were a very, very good team going into the season. I knew they were a very complete season. I had there are a couple of things I've rethought. I used to think that this team isn't physical enough during the preseason, that they've got to tackle to the ground, do more of what Dan Campbell did in Detroit. And I also felt that you've got to use some regulars in the preseason games just to get the timing down. Well, they didn't. No. Dan Campbell did. And then when Dan Campbell played Washington at the end of the season, they had 18 guys on injured reserve, and the Eagles, with the exception of N'Kobe Dean, are relatively healthy.
That's right.
So they're doing it right. You won't ever hear me say they should be hitting more during the preseason or playing regulars. They've got it right. It's a new age. This is not the Dick Vermeil years when they had 120 guys reenacting the Bataan Death March. it's a different world.
But the thing that's amazing, Merrill, is it does feel like he has changed the hitting approach. That Nick, and they told us after last season, he told us that he was thinking about adjusting things the way that he practiced in training camp, for example, thinking about changing the way they approached their practice.
But it still wasn't extreme, and they still didn't play anyone in the preseason.
It wasn't extreme, yeah. But he talked those players into, maybe didn't even talk them into, convinced them that hitting was what was best, and practicing on Monday was better than see you Wednesday like Andy Reid used to do it. Mm-hmm. He has convinced these players to go the hard path, to do the extra step, and it's paid massive dividends.
Right, but the extra step doesn't involve all-out hitting.
Right. Yeah,
the extra
it's smart.
Step is done very, very intelligently, and this is what they did. So when you say, what do I think about next season,
yeah.
I think that Nick knows what he's doing. I think they have a great quarterback, a top-five quarterback. I felt that the way from the day he came into the league, and I stood there in the middle of the field watching with Doug Peterson, and Doug Peterson said to me, this guy can make every pass you have to make. He's got an exceptional arm. He's got great running ability, and he's a great kid. He's an intelligent kid. Nick Saban said that. He said he's one of the greatest kids he's ever coached. And I liked him when I saw him at Alabama, at Oklahoma, and I still believe the Eagles are very, very fortunate to have Jalen Hurts. You know, I'm not comparing quarterbacks. I will only say that the last three times he has matched up with Patrick Mahomes, he's outplayed him.
Yeah, no, that is correct.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.